You're listening to Fucks Given,
the one about the do's and don'ts of blowjobs.
Oh, curious fuckers, do we have an exciting one for you today?
In a mist intertwining our miserable period bodies.
You weren't supposed to let them know about that.
You've got a bit of both. You've got a bit both the exciting blowjob discussion, but also Florence and I are going through it right now with periods, bro.
We're so synced. Unacceptable. We're just, I just don't know. Like, yesterday was my heaviest day. Last night was the heaviest night. And I woke up and I was like, I slept so much and I am still so tired.
So tired, yeah. I'm like sat here in a blanket with a hot water bottle, been crying all day in bed. And now I'm like bringing the energy for
the pod.
Why is it so bad? Last night, Jacob asked, like, what does a period cramp feel like? Because my period cramps were so bad today.
Yeah.
And the only way I can describe it was like, it feels like a punch to the balls and like that doesn't go. Like the fist doesn't let up. That's what it feels like. That's the only thing I can equivalent it to, right? It's like, sometimes it's like a really deep, painful, you can't move, you can't speak. You're like, and then other times it's just there continuously in the background.
Yeah, you just get used to it as well. And that's the mad thing.
Yeah, that's the mad thing.
I do love seeing the videos online about where the men try the period simulator and they're all just like, absolutely
oh my
not.
God, they're so good. Yeah, they're there and they're just like, this isn't gonna be so like
it's bad,
brutal. My period cramps make me puke. Like, we need, you know, in Spain they've now given women I think 2 days off of work for their periods, paid for.
I mean, it's tough being a freelancer.
That's the
fucking
future.
Respect.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't feel it, but at least I would feel like the nation was on our side, you know?
Yes.
I'd be like, okay, at least you get it.
Yeah.
You understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
But one of the fun things about being on your period, if you don't like penetrative sex, is blowjobs. I feel like I'm blowjob queen on my period. I'm like, okay, we can't fuck, but, you know, here's my sloppy mouth.
Oh, yeah, because you don't actually have period sex, do you? I, on the other hand, love period sex. I mean, I'm always a fan of the blowjob, but I'm always gonna introduce the penis to the
blood. You get jealous. You start off with the blowjob and then you're just like, fuck it. But for some people, period sex doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good for me. And then I'm always in my head about mess, which is really frustrating. Yeah. So yeah, I just like waiting till afterwards. And that's when it's fucking...
How do you feel about that though? Like the period time being like the time where the guy gets loads of blowjobs? Because I'm sort of like on the verge of that's being like a little bit unfair.
Yeah, a little bit unfair. Yeah. It depends. I think there has to be the element of equality there. I think I used blowjobs as like a segue to get sex. So especially in past relationships, if the libido wasn't matching, I would be fucking giving the blowjobs, like basically begging for it all the time. But
yeah,
I mean, in reality, I should be getting treated like a goddamn princess while I'm on my period.
Exactly.
Not given a blowjob. It's about equality. It's about equality. You have to find the balance.
You do have to find the balance for sure.
Although with period sex, a couple I knew loved period sex. He loved period sex because it was the special time where she couldn't get pregnant. So when period came around, they could have the whole condomless, protectionless, like fucking cream pie-ness without the fear of it. So, you know, there are positives to fucking on your period.
I don't know how much I feel about like being able to come inside someone on their period. Like, I know this is like
really?
Going off on a tangent because
this is
on
a real tangent, but
cum can survive inside you for 11, up to 11 days. And 11 days after your period is ovulation.
But then I feel like if it's up to 11 days, there's no point risking cream pies anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we both risk them.
I don't. I never let someone come inside me.
Oh, really? Oh, shit.
No.
Well, just me then. All right.
I'm like,
on the next
try
episode
to
of Reed Gets an Abortion. Like, fuck's sake.
Oh, man.
Yeah, shit.
I mean, no judgment. Yeah, I would do it. No, I just need to, like, I don't really know. Like, that's the thing, is that it's like, we've not really been taught how to manage our cycles when it comes to getting pregnant. So, like,
yes.
I don't know. I'm like, personally, I'm like, probably shouldn't risk it.
Yeah, I think it's down to personal choice, isn't it? I really love being come into. I'm not on contraception.
I love it too.
So I my will whole role to play
is about being come inside of.
I feel the yeah, this is true. The likelihood though of sperm surviving that long and finding the egg at the end of its life. I feel like there is still an element of safety of having come inside you around your period.
Okay.
Obviously, you need to choose to take that risk.
We need to get a doctor on to talk to us about this.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
That would but be then really even then,
doctors say different things. It's so hard to know. Because there's not enough motherfucking science around this, basically.
I mean, doctors hate the pull-out method as well. They're like, no, what are you doing? Like, get on contraception.
Yeah. Every sexual health doctor is just like, that's laughable. You're dumb.
Yeah. Even when they're like, you're just using condoms.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're using the pull-out method.
Yes. Yeah. That. When they're just like, so condoms, yeah? And I'm like, neither. And they just look at me like, you're a fucking idiot.
Neither. Fuck's sake. None. Absolutely.
Look, let me live. It's my pussy.
Okay, a bit of a tangent there before blowjobs. Yes. But I had an exciting update for the curious fuckers.
Yes, so one, I want the update.
I guess I'm in a relationship now. Yay. That's exciting.
Congratulations, that's so cute.
Thank you. And two, I had a very, very exciting sexcapade with my partner this weekend. We were riding around in my car and we didn't have anywhere to go to get naughty with each other.
Oh, shit.
So we stopped in a really dark road, basically, where there wasn't very many cars going past in the middle of the desert, basically, kind of outside. I won't say where. I was like going to say exactly where. I'm like, no, I'm not going to say where. Imagine if someone like started trawling the security cameras of the local area.
Or they go on like the Come Curious Fuck tour, because we've just actually named and shamed locations. It turns into like the murder tours.
Oh my God. And so I ended up giving him, talking about blowjobs, giving him car head.
Hello. Okay.
Yeah,
nice one.
Yeah.
Good update.
And I like just started my period, so very, very for our conversation.
Very apt
so far. Yeah, very apt. Like a very small amount though. But we were getting very frisky. The head was getting very fun and sloppy, and he was just like, "I just want to take you." Like I'm just thinking of like where we could do that. We couldn't do the back seat because he just bought a bunch of happy birthday balloons for his mum, and they were taking up the whole of the back seat.
That's so they were funny.
So basically, we got outside the car. It was dark, okay, so it wasn't much, but there was a road kind of like to the side where there were cars going up and down with their headlights.
Oh my God. Yes.
And we lent me on the car. I pulled down my trousers. And he fucked me outside.
Oh my God. Okay, that is fucking wild. That's not even public sex in a car. This is outside of the car.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Outside of the car, leaning up against the car. He had his dick out in his hands for ages as we were like, are we doing this? Are we actually going to do this? Like,
yeah, the contemplation. Fuck.
Because also, this was a road that people could turn around and we had to stop in the end because a car did turn down the road. We had to like, quickly, like, pull up my trousers.
Oh my God, I would have loved away. To have seen that. Like, I want to see your reactions when the car comes. Like, how do you try to pretend that you're not really doing anything? Do you carry on kissing?
Like, yeah. He opened the boot of the car.
You're
to, like, be
fucking
like, oh, just
joking.
For
just and you're there, like, in the back. Pulling up your trousers, really bait. Like.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's
but you know
good.
What? It was really fucking hot. Like there was like the moon and the stars above. Mm. And I actually almost came. I was really shocked because I was like touching myself at the same time.
Oh my God.
As him fucking me from behind. And it was just like, I was like, whoa, this is like actually really hot. And,
like, it really it sounds good. Like, I was like really raw, you know, like being being out in the open in the desert, like a little bit on your period. That's some raw shit, bro. That's I'm very impressed.
Yeah. Right, I was like, Reed's gonna love this one. I'll hold this story back for the podcast.
The risk factor.
Also, if I got caught fucking outside in America, I'm not sure if I would be able to stay in the country. They'd be like, "Get out, you sexual deviant British woman."
Yeah, we don't want your type in this country. Well, I don't know why they went really English then, but you fucking slake. No, they wouldn't say that either. That's a British word. But yeah, that is, I mean, the risk factor here, we're talking about a lot of risk factors. Like,
there was a lot of risk there. There was a lot of risk there.
Yeah.
And, but it was hot. And I think that's the first time I've had like proper public sex.
That's proper public sex. That's out in the open. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if the cars could see us because it was dark, but it's like also they might have been able to see some shapes doing. He wasn't exactly doing it like non-obviously, you know.
Yeah, you can't fuck really non-obviously. You have to move up and down.
Yeah. So yeah, and we got back in the car and I was like, wow. I was like, this is the perfect relationship. I'm like, just we're both like, this is really cool.
Yeah. Need that. You need to match someone who's gonna give you that same risk factor. That's really exciting.
Yeah. So that's my little update. Boyfriend and public sex.
That's a big update. First time public sex and BFF.
Yeah.
That's all cute. My update is I did make a bit of an unusual custom for OnlyFans. Which I loved. You know, last week we were talking about my nylon suit. And of course, like, we fucked in it because it had a, what's it called? It was crotchless. So we could fuck in it without me taking it off, which was cool. And Jacob came on my back over me. So I hopped immediately into the shower with it on, which is the weirdest motherfucking sensation ever. So I ended up making a video of me in the shower with this full nylon suit on. And firstly, I cannot tell you how weird it is to get into like places with water that shouldn't, I mean, with clothes, with water. But it felt so good. I like screamed for Jacob to run back in to have a look because the whole thing turned into latex. It looked like latex. It was like really slippery and slidey and shiny because it was holding all this water. And so I ended up making like a custom video in there of me washing off his cum, but in almost like this like kind of thin sheer latex looking full body suit. It was fucking dope. Yeah, it was really
cool.
That
sounds really cool. It looked sexy as fuck.
And then obviously in the video I'm taking it off but going like, this is fucking weird. It felt so bizarre.
Whoa.
But yeah, so that was really fun.
I feel like everyone's gonna try that out now.
You got to buy a nylon suit.
I need to experience this.
If you like the sensation of like hands and stuff over clothes, it's perfect. It was so much fun. I had a moment of horniness on my period. Fuck.
Just then.
That's kind of rare for me. Normally I'm like, don't touch me, get away.
Nice. Yay. Okay. Great time to start talking about blowjobs.
All right. Yes. That's the best time. Yay. Blowjobs, because they turn me on so much.
To start off our blowjob discussion episode, we have a little fuck off story from one of the curious fuckers.
Yay.
I was giving this guy a blowjob. He deep throated me and I threw up a little bit of my dinner and then he handed me a towel. And I carried on.
Oh, that's nice. I appreciate that, the towel handing.
That is such a British story.
Yeah, it is. What is it about like Brits that just
carry on?
Yeah, that just love puking up dick and just carrying on.
Like, oh, sorry, darling. Let me grab you a towel. Let's clear that up. Continue.
Could you continue if you like fully vomited?
No, I probably wouldn't want to. My your throat would be all like sicky and like acidy.
Your throat does hurt.
And, like,
if it was a little bit sick,
maybe. It depends. It depends. I think I would be like, oh, can we do something else?
Yeah.
But I'd be like, also like, don't kiss me because
Yeah, that fucking vom breath. Although,
yeah, I've never actually thrown up during head.
Nice.
Yes.
I have. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I know.
That was with my ex, and we just ate McDonald's. And then he was upstairs, and I was joking. I was like, "Oh my god, quickly, la la la, like I'm gonna suck your dick hard." And I remember I ran up off the stairs after him and like threw him on my bed and like jokingly like rushing it, like, "Gotta suck your dick real quick." And then I went, and then it all just came up, all this McDonald's chips, and I was like, "Bro, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry." But it was so funny. It wasn't like horrific or disgusting, or it wasn't, it wasn't, you know, when you're really, really drunk. One of my friends did that. Very, very drunk, trying to show off her drunk blowjob skills, and then like vomited all over them. Like, we're talking all over them. Shit.
Yeah.
That gag reaction be strong.
Yeah, I mean, if you like deep throating, you just gotta, you know, it's kind of like anal and shit. It's just comes
it's just
hand
part
in
of the
hand
package.
Sometimes.
Yeah, just it's part and parcel.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people are really into it. Some it's like a fetish for some people, like skull fucking somebody until they puke. Yeah.
That is definitely a thing.
Shout out,
there's a thing
you.
For everything. I'm trying to think of like what my like worst blowjob experience was, but I don't know if I have had one. I guess like my worst blowjobs were probably just with dicks that I didn't really fancy that much. In terms of like, I only really enjoy blowjobs when I really, really fancy the person I'm giving head to. Like,
Or they're
being
really
in
like
love and giving head is so much better than being like just a one-night stand giving head.
It's like the worship part, because you're like, I love you. I'm worshipping you. I want every part of you inside of me. I don't know. Worst blowjobs is like poor hygiene. Poor hygiene.
One obviously, like smelly yuck.
One of my exes, the poorest hygiene in all the land.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm fairly certain I had bits of dick cheese in my mouth on a continuous basis.
I was young and dumb and
thought that was normal.
It tasted so bad.
And it's also on me for not saying anything. You know, it's not like, firstly, you should know your own fucking personal hygiene, but I should have said something. I should have been like, "Can you wash your dick, please?" And I didn't, because I was a teenager. I just thought my only service was to just shut up, stick it in your mouth, please your man, make him come.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. That's so sad.
Fuck. One of my exes. One of my exes had the nastiest tasting cum that I have ever experienced.
Oh, God.
And that was what made blowjobs with him, like, just, I always just tried not to make him come, because it was like something else. It was like rotten egg. It was fucking gross. Like, it was gross.
And I don't know, like not good. One of my exes tasted like his cum tasted like what I thought battery acid would taste like, because it wasn't just the flavor, it was also the feeling it left in your mouth was like a burning sensation. And what the fuck was wrong with us back then? We would hungrily, greedily slurp that up, thinking that that was like normal and that's what we had to do. I remember drinking his cum so much and being like, "Why have I done this?"
There was no way I could swallow.
Porn fucked me there. All of that fucking battery acid cum. I drank it all.
Oh my god, you.
Oh!
Poor teenage me.
No.
I just feel sorry
really
for the guy's diet that made his cum feel and taste like that.
Yes, it was the worst diet. Never drank any water, only drank fruit juice. So this is why I think the pineapple thing, I don't know if it's necessarily true. He only drank fruit juice and had such a poor diet of like meat and carbs, no vegetables, no fruit, salad, shit like that.
That will be why.
Just like liquid
fucking Why?
Oh, it was unbelievable, my life. My life back then. Yeah. I wish I'd known.
Alcohol is a big one for bad
alcohol.
Well.
Yeah, we drank a lot. Yeah. Drank a lot, smoked a lot of weed. Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so people have a lot of fears when it comes to giving head.
Yes, and we've just given those
made it worse.
Fears.
We just made it so much worse. We've just destroyed this.
Fucking worse.
So how can we give some solutions to some of the fears around head? Okay, number one, dirty dicks, just as you were discussing.
Yes.
It's okay to talk about it though, right, Reed?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
If you see a dirty dick, you have to say something.
if you see one, if you smell one. Also, dirty dicks happen. Like, dirty pussy happens. I mean, dirty's the wrong word. It's okay to not have perfect hygiene all the time. My pussy is not a fucking, like sex doll's pussy. It is a real pussy that has fucking discharge and period, and sometimes it's whiffy and sometimes it isn't. That is part of being human, and it's the same for dicks. But it is important to make sure that you are washing yourself, are looking after yourself, are asking people as well, like, hey, does my dick taste good? Is it okay? Do you need me to wash more? Don't use too much soap either, because I fucking hate soap taste on dick. You need to rinse with water or wash it well in the shower and pull back the foreskin if you have a foreskin, please. I beg of you.
Yeah, I just think good hygiene is just such an important thing in general.
Yes.
And like, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be perfect. But like, have a shower every day. If you're going on a date, have a shower
beforehand. You know, like, at some point during the day.
No one likes bad hygiene.
No, unless you're into it, unless it's a fetish. Then fair enough, because that's okay too.
Yeah.
But communicate that. Communicate it.
Yeah. I think I've been pretty lucky in my life to not have come across many dirty dicks, because I do feel like mostly people are very good at cleaning their dicks.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it's very rare. Most dicks have just tasted like people, you know, tasted like a thing, like a hand or skin.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
I'm over-exaggerating, because I was in a year and a half relationship with somebody with really poor hygiene. That's a year and a half of drinking and sucking dirty dick.
Fuck.
It wasn't great, but we were teenagers, so what are you going to do? I was like 19.
Yeah, communication is key in that respect of just being like, hey, would you mind like just giving yourself a wash before I go down on you? And like, just shit like that.
Yeah, let's have a shower. Like, do you mind if you shower just before you come over? I'd really love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're not showering. Okay. Too big of a dick. Okay, that is a big fear.
That is, a big fear. I mean, in all honesty, it's pretty great at like sucking a big dick. That's, you can't really go wrong with that, right?
Only if you've got a big mouth though. I like get worried if I am sucking a big dick that I'm going to be using too many teeth. Because my mouth is actually pretty small. So if it's a huge dick, I'm like, well, you're just going to be getting a whole lot of teeth in this blowjob.
Oh, fuck. I didn't
like
think
I do
about
struggle
that.
With that sometimes.
Mm,
yeah, I do struggle. And also, like, shoving it all the way down your throat. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because sometimes it doesn't go, depending on the size of the dick, it doesn't go there. It really fucking hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you don't have to put a dick all the way down your throat, and you can use your hands. I think, like, when you've got a really big dick in front of you, like, using your hands is just really important. And finding, like, positions and ways that feel more comfortable. Because when I was giving this car head, I was very like aware of the fact that I wasn't in like the most comfortable position for giving head. And I feel like I wasn't able to like put the dick in my mouth as much as I would have in different positions. It was interesting.
Yeah, comfortably.
Like I just couldn't go as deep.
Yeah.
Mm.
Shout.
But also just playing with the head of the penis when the dick's big is really important.
Well, yeah, hands involved. Mouth involved, and ask. I think a good thing to do is just ask, like, hey, can you feel my teeth when I'm giving you head? If so, can we change position? Is there something that I can do? Put it in my butthole.
Yeah.
No teeth there, so
Put it, yeah, just my butthole. Okay, what about gagging? Gagging is a big fear for people. Like, no one wants to puke.
Did you used to think that gagging was hot because of porn?
No.
Really? Fuck.
No, I didn't, actually. I just never really even... I was like, no, I don't want to gag. I don't... I just never wanted to do it. I was always a bit hesitant about gagging.
For me, it was porn. It was always... I was watching quite hardcore porn, watching these girls gag, being like, oh my God, that's so hot. And then actually realizing years and years later that I don't like gagging, really, because I do puke and because it feels uncomfortable and it's not enjoyable for me. A little bit of gag is okay, but then definitely... caught in my head, you know, it takes a lot of gag to actually be sick, and also you can make the whole sick thing quite funny. Be like, your dick was so big you made me puke, you know, like there are ways to get around it, but it's definitely a valid fear, very valid fear, because a lot of people
I feel
have,
like I'm more open to it now, weirdly.
Oh, interesting. I do love the idea of like being skull fucked though, like up against a wall. There is some
me
kind
too.
Of CNC sexy thing, but like I just wish I just didn't gag so much, and like you feel that heave and you're like, oh, that's taking me out of it.
Forced head really turns me on.
Yes.
Like I masturbate about forced head.
Really? Yeah. That's fucking hard.
Yeah.
But of course, us saying the forced head thing being a fantasy, we're not suggesting that anyone does forced head on somebody unless they have a conversation about
it. No, it has
to
be consensual. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Please. Consent.
CNC.
And also, if you are scared of gagging, then just press the dick into the side of your mouth instead of going straight down your throat.
Yeah. Plus, you get to control the amount of dick that goes down your throat. If you are feeling out of control and feeling scared, then just explain that and say, can I have full control? Can you not touch my head? Can you not thrust into me? I would like to do this for you. I only like somebody pushing my head down when... it's part of a scene. It's part of the play. Really fucking hate it when they just go and do it. That makes me panic. That makes me feel like I'm going to gag on this dick and puke. Yeah.
Yeah. Then pressing your head down is a fear that people have as well, because I feel like that is something that people have seen in porn.
Yes.
And like guys find it hot to be able to control your head. You know what? I've never like, I found that happened a lot in my earlier years, like in teenage years. And like, you know, when we really just first started having sex, but you can literally just ask them not to hold your head.
Yes.
Like be like, yo, I, you know, I'm in control here.
Yeah.
I, you know,
can
I've
you,
got this.
Can you not do that? Yeah. I really like, you know, like a hand like placed there, or like cupping my head, or like moving my hair. That's really hot and sexy. But when it's like, I was having an orgy the other day and I literally saw my friend doing that to my other friend. And I was like, bro, don't hold her head. And like, don't force her down. Like, I, you know, from across the orgy, I wasn't even involved. And I was like, stop fucking pushing her head down. Dude, stop it. Yeah. But yeah. Luckily afterwards, she was like, no, it's okay. I like it.
I mean, it can be hot and it can be hot if you're into that. So you just need to make sure you're communicating around that.
Yeah. Fucking orgy worry over here. I need to calm myself down.
The last fear is not having enough spit in your mouth. You know what? I actually had a friend once that was like, I have a problem where I don't like have enough saliva for blowjobs.
Oh, okay.
And I was
that's
like,
fascinating.
Whoa, I've never heard this before. But using lube, and you know, wait, maybe this is why flavor lubes really do exist for people that don't have enough spit and saliva for a sloppy blowjob.
Yeah.
So you can use lube.
Yeah, because like what puts me off about flavored lube is that it generally doesn't taste that nice, but there's some really good ones out. I tasted one recently that was like, I think it was a Durex blueberry lube, and it tasted like blueberry cake. It was really good.
Whoa.
Yeah, I couldn't believe, because especially like flavored condoms, they can
still
taste
like... You've been sucking
that
dick lap pudding.
I was literally like eating this lube, like, wow, what the fuck? My trick for trying to get more saliva is kind of getting that gag, is putting the dick to the back of your throat, because then it helps the saliva glands to activate, and that's when, you know, like the eyes water and you get a bit gaggy and you get all of this like mouth cum, like stringy mouth saliva.
Yeah.
I have the same thing. I tend to have a really dry mouth when I'm giving head. Unless I really go in and like, and then I'm like, okay, now I've got the saliva to play around with it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if
see,
it's a
my mouth
thing.
Obviously just salivates. My mouth
just
obviously
thinking
just
about
salivates
cock,
for
yeah.
dick.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, just give me.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if it's like I've trained...
So much spit.
I wonder if I've trained myself not to have that much saliva because I hate mess if it's my own bed. So I'm like, keeping
maybe.
It back, swallowing the saliva down, don't want it there, rather than like allowing yeah. yourself to let the saliva fill your mouth. And using it, because yeah, if you sit on your knees over them,
spit.
Then you kind of have like, what's it called, like gravity in your favor. But if you're kind of looking yeah. up, the saliva's going back down the back of your throat. So I think it's harder.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting.
Mm. Yeah, you don't really think about this stuff, really.
No, you really don't. So what about the do's and the don'ts of blowjobs?
Okay, these are the do's. Asking for feedback, I feel like that's number one do.
100%. Just being like, is that okay? Do you like that? Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, just finding out what really turns them on is important in all sexual scenarios.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be continuously all the time, but definitely the first few times you have a blowjob, I think it is important to get to know, see what works best for them, how they like yeah. it. Mm.
Using your hands, that's my favorite
yes.
thing.
Yes,
to do.
It's the mouth extension.
It's never just about, yeah, it's never just about the mouth. Like, the mouth is a really great part of it, but I'm a massive hand job fan, and I feel like there's so much you can do with your hands that you can definitely incorporate into a really good, really, really good blowjob.
Yeah, yeah, I use hands every time.
Yeah.
Using lube? If you find the right tasty lube, then yeah, man, use lube. It can make things so, so slippy and slidy, especially if you've got saliva issues like me.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just lube up the dick with your spit if you've got enough spit.
Yeah.
Like my wet ass mouth.
Get it messy, you know, encourage yourself to just drip everywhere. If, oh no, no, I can't. That makes me gaggy, but.
Yeah, you're like.
It's not for. You know, it's for
also
for
like
people,
if you run out of spit, if you run out of spit, just ask your partner for some more and be like, please,
oh
daddy, spit in my mouth.
God, that's even worse. I cannot. You want to do what? You want to put what in my mouth? Not daddy's saliva, no. Fuck.
Oh my God, fucking love it.
Oh, yeah. Lots of
that's actually made my mouth wet.
You're like, please give me your spit. Give me your juice.
I love it when people spit in my mouth.
Yeah.
I love it when my partner spits in my mouth. Okay, change up the pace and the pressure. I feel like that's a good one for when you're not kind of trying to reach for the climax, but then as soon as you're trying to reach for the climax, then I would say like keep the pace and pressure the same.
Yeah.
But until then, mix it up. Just like do different shit. Mm-hmm. Like turn that dick on, you know.
It's part of the worship. It's like exploring the cock, exploring like what feels good. There's a lot of back and forth, and I guess this is almost like non-verbal feedback, checking in, you know. You're doing different things to a cock and you're seeing their reaction and their moans, and of course, you know, the more pleasure that they are showing you, the more they like that feeling and sensation and pressure. My mouth is so full of saliva and I'm not okay with it right now.
Why? We're literally from talking about head. Literally from, yeah. Like, mine's, like, wet too. I'm like, what? How is this happening?
It's
our bodies
like,
are
like,
we're preparing.
The prep is here. It's like when mothers hear a baby cry and their nipples leak. It's like that. Like, when whores talk about giving head, their mouth waters. Oh Jesus,
oh my mouth is dripping.
It mine is too wet. I'm not okay with this. It's making me gaggy.
A big do is a lot of sucking. make that suction. We were talking about this in the YouTube video that we put up last week, but
yeah,
like
you gotta check
yeah,
the YouTube video
suction.
Out guys, it's so good.
Suction and like I don't know, like, the thing is with head is, like, just be passionate. Be passionate with that fucking cock and, like, just fucking eat it. Like, suck it, lick it up, like, everything. Just do whatever you're, I just feel like just go crazy.
The suck motion is, because I got really confused with blowjob. I don't understand why they called it a blowjob. You know, where does that come from? Because you don't blow. You can blow,
you suck.
But it is about the sucking. And also, it's not about sucking so hard that you're fucking trying to give a dick a hickey. It is about that, like, that mixture of, like, soft suck to, like,
yeah,
it's supposed to be, like, a bit of a vacuum. You know, like, what was it you were saying in the video? You're like...
Yeah, like, you have to concave your cheeks.
There we go. Yeah.
You want those fish cheeks. Is that what it is?
The fish. Well, I feel like that's a lot. Like, you might suck someone's dick off. Yeah.
Experiment, you know?
The lights suck. Like, you're sucking mummy's titty, but instead it's daddy's cocky. No, that's fucked.
Oh, that's creepy.
I ruined it by calling it cocky.
So creepy. that was the ick.
That's the ick. That's the full ick. Daddy's cocky. Jesus. And we got a lick here. Do lick. Tongues feel great.
Yes, please. Do lick.
Do lick. You gotta do that lick.
I feel like unless, under licking comes the washing machine technique, right? Use your tongue in fun ways. Move your tongue around the head of the penis.
Yeah. Also, your tongue is a fucking really, it's like one of the best muscles you have in your body. I think it's supposed to be the strongest muscle. Use your tongue in different ways, you know, like use a flat tongue, use a thin tongue, use a tongue to do some crazy wild shit. It's about you enjoying it. There's not really any definite technique that feels amazing. You just got to enjoy yourself. Massage that dick with your tongue.
And lastly, don't forget the balls and the gooch. This can be a really good thing to incorporate into a blowjob if they are into it.
If they're into it, yeah. It's like, don't forget about it, but also they have to be into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask. Don't just like go in. The amount of horror stories where I've literally heard poor dudes being like actually anally violated, like, yes, just shoved it in my ass. Like, let's not do that. Let's ask. We wouldn't want the same thing to happen to us, so let's not do that to dudes, to butthole owners. Ask,
communicate.
Yeah,
just communicate it.
And lots of guys, lots of ball owners like different pressure. Some people like it really hard and some people like it really lightly, but you will not know unless you ask.
Okay, and quickly, the don'ts of blowjobs are biting. Don't bite that dick. Unless they don't want you to.
Well, I was gonna say, one of my exes really liked to bite.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me that he liked his cock being bitten during sex.
I do think this has something to do with how sharp your teeth are. Because obviously, if your teeth are like really fucking sharp, then that's going to hurt more than if they're like...
Do people have sharp teeth?
Yeah, I think people just... Yeah, it depends on the teeth. Teeth are sharp. Teeth can be sharp. You know, if you think about like a bite, and then some people, like myself, grind their teeth at night and they're just fucking like cow's teeth. They're just dust.
Just dust.
Just like... flat as fuck.
Yeah.
No canines. Yeah. I think it just depends on your teeth, really. Mm. Bite your arm. You know, does it really hurt?
Most of all, people don't like biting.
Yeah. I think most general consensus is don't bite the dick. Same with like, don't bite the pussy unless they're into it, unless they like it and it feels good. Oh, don't pull the foreskin too hard.
Yeah, be careful with that piece of skin. It's sensitive.
It's attached. People have different sensitivity levels. Some people can play around with it and be quite hard, but you don't want to risk that first time pulling it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, pulling it down and just checking, just like, is that good? Does that feel nice? Some people don't like the foreskin being pulled at all.
And don't squeeze too tightly. And that's another one that's like also caveated with communication, because some people like their dick being squeezed really tight.
Really, like death grip, squeezed tightly. Some people like that, but let's not assume people do. It's better to stay softer and lighter rather than too hard.
Again, mostly not Yeah. Yeah, man.
Although, fuck, when they like it squeezed so hard, like, I just don't have the stamina in me. I can't be squeezing it that hard. Like, fuck! You know, you're, like, trying so hard to help yeah. them to come, and you're like, my arm yeah. is about to fall off!
Yeah, fucking shit sometimes.
You have to, like, go into deep yoga meditation breathing just to get through yeah. it. You're like, this is
so like, I don't have the same forearm strength as you.
We masturbate different.
Yeah. Oh, man. And lastly, don't only deep throat. Also pay attention to the head of the penis as well.
Mm-hmm. It's about the whole thing. For the yeah. most part, yeah, the head is for where most people find their pleasure. But sometimes it can be too yeah. much. Sometimes it's not yeah. enough. Yeah, it's just all about finding out what your dick in front of you is saying.
Mm-hmm. To round everything up, we have another fuck off story from the Curious Fuckers. I love this story so much. My tongue piercing got stuck on his pubes and there was too much lube for me to try and take it out.
Oh no. Oh my God, pulling on pubes is so painful as well.
No.
No.
What? Also, just having pubes like stuck in your mouth on your tongue. You know what? So I used to have a tongue piercing uh-huh. and I at first was like, this is gonna be so hot, like so sexy. It's gonna be great for head. Mm. And then after a while I was just like, God, I think I'm sick of this tongue piercing.
Yeah.
And I took it out and I realized after taking it out that I was like, whoa, like head is so much better when I don't have a tongue piercing in, because
really?
The tongue piercing takes up so much room in your mouth and you're not able to move your tongue like as much as you can without it. You just don't have as much motion with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like tongue piercings look sexy, they're very like naughty and yeah. kind of rule breakery, yeah. but yeah, fuck, I imagine it's more trouble than it's worth.
I really don't recommend them. Like, it was hot whilst it lasted, and I definitely got it because of watching the film 13 when I was a kid and just being obsessed with them getting a tongue piercing my whole life after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, for someone that likes going down, like, giving other people pleasure, you're just hindering their experience, actually, by having a tongue piercing. So yeah, it's actually not good for head. If anyone disagrees, please let me know.
Although all this talk about blowjobs is making me want to give a blowjob. So I think that's what's going to happen. That's on the cards. I think that's on the cards Same. For tonight. It is really fun and really enjoyable. And like, yeah, I feel like if you have blowjob fears, the only way you're going to get around them is one, if you talk about them, and two, if you prove to yourself that there isn't anything to fear, which comes with practice.
And also, just give blowjobs to people that you really want to give blowjobs to.
Yeah.
Like that, I think that fundamentally is my biggest tip. Yes. Is you're only gonna like love giving head when you love the person that you're giving head to.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
That's such like, a good point. You have no obligation yeah. to give head to people you don't want to give head to.
I love giving head when it's like when it's all about worship and shit. Like, I want to
yes.
give head
now. When it feels so good and you're like, I'm making you feel this fucking good with my mouth. Like, that is hot.
Yeah.
Like, give me more. I want to hear all the moans, like the high-pitched squealy moans that make you cringe and like the deep guttural moans. Like, I love them all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just love the affirmation and the confirmation and the validation. With it as
yeah.
well, like the compliments of
like fuck, this is
when
the
you know
best
that you've done a
blowjob
good...
ever. Yeah, like
I wasn't gonna say
so
that, but I was thinking
that. I'm like, I want to
hear someone
it.
Says that
hear
you've
it.
Given. When someone says that you've given them the best blowjob that they've ever received, it's like,
oh yes, it's like
yes,
I know,
I know,
I know. When I want to give you my 100%, you're going to get my 100%. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
the compliments are good though, because it makes you want to keep on performing and getting better. So it's very good on their part to say that.
You're right, because if you're not getting complimented, then what? There's no incentive to give blowjob apart from like, yeah, sure, you're pleasuring your partner, but tell me that it's good, and then I will give you more. Yes,
exactly. If you tell me that it's the best head you've ever got, I'm gonna want to give you more of that amazing head, because you just told me it was that good. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a trick.
I was literally just saying, like, sly people out there be like, wow, the best head I've ever got. Like, sitting back, like, give me more.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Well, curious fuckers, I hope that you enjoyed this episode all about blowjobs. If you want more tips and our favorite tips, go and watch the latest tips video that we put up on YouTube, which is our epic blowjob tips.
Yeah, that's a video that Florence and I, it was actually really fun creating this video. And we go into years, like what's like 10 years of everything we've learned, everything we've collated, all of our best blowjob tip videos, and we've put them all into one big video of our tried and tested advice.
And to round up today's episode, we actually have a little message from a curious fucker.
Cute. That's nice.
I'm having a friend date and we can't stop talking about how much we adore you two and your show. You inspire us both in many ways to be better in our relationships and communicate about all the very important little things that nobody wants to bring up. Thank you for doing your thing and bringing us closer together.
Oh, that's so lovely.
That is so cute.
Thank you so much. Shout out to you beautiful people. Yeah, if you want to write into us at all, then please DM us on Instagram and chat to us. Like, my mouth is still salivating and I think Jacob gets home in like 10 minutes, so he best be fucking ready. Henrietta Hoover just here is ready to go.
Henrietta Hoover.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And if you love this video, please share it with all your friends and family. We're recording this on Thanksgiving, so.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
You know, family holds.
It is about giving, isn't it? Thanksgiving's about
Thanksgiving. Even though it's not Thanksgiving anymore, but it was when we recorded this, so.
Well, yeah, so give a little. And give more head, regardless of gender. Of course, if you want to keep up to date with everything we're up to, then follow our Instagram at Come Curious, and you can follow our personal accounts, Florence Bark and Reed Amber X.
And as always, leave us a rating and a review, because it helps get our podcast into more people's ears. And we need more people having good communication around sex and learning more. It's just fun, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, if you want anything a little bit more filthy from us and probably watching some blowjob videos, you can sign up to both Florence and my OnlyFans account, which is Florence Curious.
We should do like an explicit video series on like how to give really like our epic blowjobs, but like real.
That's actually such a sick idea. Maybe that's something. Yeah. Maybe I'm gonna do that right now, tonight. Actually, fuck. I don't know if I have the energy. That period has wiped me, bro. But that's a really good idea, and I plan to do that. So yeah, follow my OnlyFans at ReedAmberX, and Florence's is Florence Curious.
Yeah, to see the best blowjobs in the world, apparently. So
the best. Best blowjobs in the world. I actually wouldn't say my blowjobs are the best blowjobs in the world, but
not
they're
the
best
world,
for
maybe in...
for the people I'm seeing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that is good enough.
That is definitely good enough. That's God, what a burden to have the best blowjob in the world. That's so much effort. Oh shit, man. Okay, right. We love you all so much.
Okay.
And
love you.
Yeah, see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday. Mm-hmm.